do something where you are engaging your team that's going to add value to their life, I think you're going to see such a huge change.
Welcome to the Realtors Conspiracy Podcast. I'm here today with Ashley Livingstone from Our Forte. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, Maud. Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us. Tell us about your business and what is Our Forte?
Yeah, well, Our Forte is an event management and experience business. And we've been working with lots of entrepreneurs and small businesses, fundraising organizations, since March, mostly to help them transition their live events into virtual due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah, very cool. So a lot of our listeners are realtors and entrepreneurs. So how would you support someone coming to you with an event ideas to change it from if they've been doing it for many years in person to now do it virtual?
Yeah, that's such a good question. I've actually had so many different people approach me, I'd say this fall specifically, when we realized we weren't going to be able to do things in person like maybe we thought we were going to be able to. And the transition's been pretty quick. And the first thing I always ask people is, you know, what's the purpose of your event? I think that that is something, you know, we do events all the time and it's one tool that we have to celebrate or engage or fundraise. But I always like to really understand what the purpose of, what's the impact that you're trying to make with the event? Mm-hmm. And from there, I can really help design the best way to do that, especially if we're now moving to a virtual space.
Yeah.
Right? Trying to take what are those non-negotiables, the things that worked really well in your live event that you want to keep, and how do we transition that into a virtual space?
Cool. So let's say we have clients who do clients appreciations during Christmas. So they'll have Santa. Santa will have the kids come to him on his knees. What do we do now? What can they do?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's amazing how much we're all getting so used to doing everything virtually. And I always like to include a little bit of a tangible element with the virtual experience. So what most of my clients are doing is figuring out how to have that Santa gift or the corporate client appreciation, staff appreciation gift delivered to your home, and then log on and participate in something virtually so that you get a little bit of best of both worlds, that you get to still taste or experience, smell that kit that comes to you. Maybe it's for the kids getting to open up the package. Mm-hmm. And you still get to see the friendly faces when you do something logged on virtually.
Yeah, that's cool to mix both. That's a really good angle, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's the difference. And at the beginning, when people were shifting online, you may recall it was all like one-way communication. So it was a presentation or it was all pre-recorded and you just consumed.
Yeah.
You consumed the information similar to a webinar style. Yeah. And now we have the ability, we have the delivery services. There's partners out there who can really give you that full scope of an event. It just means you don't have to get in your car and drive to a banquet center. Now you can do it maybe even easier with your family in the comfort of your own home. Mm-hmm. And have that two-way dialogue. I think that's, for me, a huge piece of what makes an event an experience when you on the other end get to contribute somehow into the event.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool how you created something that was one way into an experience. And I feel like dropping off something and getting delivery service for something would help realtors and business owners keep their brand. And we always talk about how can you build on your brand or share your brand identity. So I think that would be part of it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I'm doing a ton of curated gift boxes for people because it's almost like an event in a box. And having all of those locally sourced products and the ability to brand the outside of the boxes, to put in a special message. So if it was a realtor and you wanted to put a note inside the box that said, you know, thank you, or enjoy your first Christmas in your new home, any of those sorts of things are such a, you actually have the ability to really customize now and make it super special. Mm-hmm. And I think people just have to keep that at the forefront. It's not the time to actually hold back and not celebrate, but as entrepreneurs and business owners, we have to be celebrating our team even more and appreciating our clients even more. And all of those little pieces definitely help add value.
Nice. Yeah. And then you talked about team. So what kind of team building activities can businesses or team leaders in the real estate team can do right now?
Yeah. So it also depends too on the size of your team. And, you know, from even just a couple of people all the way up, the range is out there. But we've had a lot of really fun experiences doing virtual beer tasting events or mixology classes where the whole kit comes to you and you get to learn how to make a cocktail. There's virtual gaming opportunities as well, and even paint nights. And some of that can seem, you know, kind of silly or more social, but getting people to be creative and again, having the opportunity to create and be a part of the event, that's where you get that two-way experience. So if you were a real estate agent, I could even see for you, Mode, doing a paint night and having everybody design your own brand.
Yeah.
You could paint it. Somebody coaches you through how to, create a sign or create whatever, special messages for your clients even. And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. We've done paint nights in person before.
Yeah.
These are all ideas that we forget. Now we're all going, oh, let's forget it. I hear a lot of people canceling, not doing things because of COVID, but I feel with your help, they can really, really put it together.
Yeah. And it doesn't take, you know, I think virtually we get hung up on the tech. Right? How's it going to work? Right? We're so used to knowing that you walk into a banquet hall, you sit down at your table, the food comes to you. It's fairly predictable. But now we actually, for me, I think COVID has given us the ability to be creative and get to try things in a different way and not get so hung up on the tech. The tech is just one piece of it. And we could make all of that work, you know, fairly seamlessly. But it's still so important, I feel like now more than ever, to appreciate your team.
Yeah, that's right? Huge. That's a huge opportunity.
Yeah.
Go back into our homes. And as the restrictions get tighter or looser, then we can still integrate so many things.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think as we start looking towards 2021, there's still so much uncertainty that people don't know. And I know a lot of people are still holding back on, you know, what does my team development budget look like? And what events are we going to be spending on? All of these opportunities you need to start planning for, and planning for likely in a virtual sense, because it is completely doable. And I know so many teams who are feeling disconnected because we're all working like this.
Yeah.
Right. We see each other on the screen or we just have phone calls. We're missing that interaction. So if you can, as an entrepreneur or business owner, do something where you are engaging your team in a consistent way, that's going to add value to their life. I think you're going to see such a huge change in their mental health and wellness and connectivity to the job they're doing for you.
Huge. Yeah, that's amazing. So it's all opportunities.
So many opportunities. And I just think for me, it's such a fun way to get to be innovative. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm actually okay not having the chicken dinners anymore.
Yeah.
I'm always excited now when something gets delivered to my door. Like, what's in the box?
Yeah, what's the next thing? Nice.
Yeah, exactly. So it's, I think we can have fun with it. And I definitely encourage people to, you know, see what they can come up with and how creative they can be to show appreciation and to help keep their team together.
Cool. And if we can't figure it out, how do we find you? How do we contact you?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm always happy to help. I keep saying that you still have time left for Christmas, and you do. It's just shrinking quickly. It's shrinking faster. But you can find me at my website, which is ourforte.ca. I'm also on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook as well, under Our Forte. And if you want, you can always email me directly too at ashley@ourforte.ca.
Awesome. Thank you. We'll put that in the notes for everyone.
Awesome. That's
so
great.
Thanks for sharing all of that. That was awesome.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the opportunity.